I apologize. I don't know where the fuck I was today, man. Like,
yeah, like you dozed off.
I think it's a burnout. I've been doing some projects this week, and I think I just had a burnout.
Savage. Real talk. No filter on Savaged Unfiltered. Savaged.
I do apologize on this show, and I think Albert kind of understood where I was going with this. I just had a burnout. Like I said, I had like five projects this week. Birmingham, Alabama, fucking Savannah, Georgia, a couple projects, man. So I was just burnt out. It happens. I think we're bound to get burnt out. I think our friend Bongino, Dan Bongino here in Florida, had a burnout on his show last week. He was like, Gee, what happened? Are we still there? Yeah. Dan, what happened to you? Oh, shit. Yeah, hat tip to you, Dan. Anyway, guys, welcome. I'm Savaged here. Joining me to the left now. He was on the right. Now he's on the left. I guess Restream wants to put him on the left. So this is Joseph M. Leonard, known as Jokester Joe. It's been a hot minute since he's been on the show, but, welcome back, Joe.
I saw a preview on my dish for House of Whatever, a Game of Thrones thing. I thought, is that what you twisted your ankle on? And how's the ankle going?
Oh, the ankle's fine. Yeah, it's been about a couple months now, but the ankle is healed. Yes, guys, it takes me, a couple weeks, 3 weeks maybe, if you know, sometimes a month. I heal very fast, but Joe, everything is healed up nicely. Thank you very much for asking.
Is it that House of Whatever on HBO Max that you injured yourself on, or is that something else Game of Thrones related you injured yourself on?
Shh, don't say anything. No, it was a production that
oops.
Yeah, fucking Joseph, man.
Why you? I thought it was that.
But no, I had some good productions in the last 6 months. I was up in Vermont, guys, doing Beetlejuice 2. That was
I saw a preview for that one.
What'd you think of Beetlejuice 2? Like, what'd you think of Michael Keaton, by the way?
I mean, I only saw the preview, so it's hard to tell. But I think it's a good enough tease. I'm definitely – that's one of the many things that I've been thinking over the years. I don't understand why they hadn't done a follow-up film. So it's about time. But, yeah, I saw it during the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, trailer for Beetlejuice. And I, oh, great. Now I can finally talk with Michael about that on the air now that the trailer's out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You had what to do with it?
I was thank you. Thank you. My daughter giving me coffee. Thank you very much. No, I thank you. She's like, Dad, have some coffee. No. What were you saying? I was kind of like, I muted myself and I allowed you to talk. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now that we've seen the Beetlejuice trailer, the cat's out of the bag. What involvement did you have with the Beetlejuice 2?
Oh, I'm going to give you one little teaser and that's it. Even though it's out of production, the production has stopped, guys. It's actually going to be released this September of 2024. So check it out anywhere you see a movie theater, guys. It's available anywhere movies are played. But if you pay attention to one of the scenes towards the opening, Jenna Ortega is on a bicycle, okay? And she's kind of riding through the original town there.
She doesn't do a Biden fall over on the bike thing, does she?
No.
They should have put that in the movie as a gag for us who would know what that would be for.
No. She didn't fall over, but she's yeah, she's riding through the town and she's going past the old. Do you remember in the beginning of the first one where the Maitlands are driving and they're going up to his store? He had like a hardware store, right? It was called Maitland's Hardware. And if you pay attention, that one store she rides past is Maitland's. It's still there, but it's just out of business. It's no longer in business, but it's still
one
there.
Of those little tidbits that if you don't pay
attention, they do it on purpose,
so you might miss. Yeah,
they do it on purpose, so if you didn't see the first one, you can catch up to the original plot of the story. Now, as she's riding, you do see like a coffee shop, like two buildings down. They almost look like houses. They're small.
Drink your coffee, damn it! Drink your coffee.
It's right there. I've got it. Yeah, but right next to Maitland's, like two buildings down, is a little coffee shop, and there's like three tables, and I'm sitting towards the middle. I'm not wearing my hat, guys. I don't wear hats all the time. I'm not wearing my hats. I'm not even wearing my glasses. Okay. And you can see me like this real quick. I mean, you have to look real quick. If you don't look, you're going to miss me. It's probably like a 6 to 8 second shot. That was one scene. I was in like six scenes. So the way they pay me, Joe, is they pay me by segment. So the first segment was like 6-8 seconds. The second one was about 12. The third one was about 2. The fourth one, what am I on? The fifth? I lost track. Okay. The fifth one was about 3.5. And the final one was about – the final one was actually longer. The final one was almost like 25 seconds. So I'm in different types of segments. Like I said, guys, I don't want to give you teasers to the entire movie, but I'm right there at the coffee shop drinking a cup of coffee, and then I'll give you another good shot I was in where Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton, was basically in the outer world or
Savage Cut.
Drink your coffee.
I've got to drink it. I want to get this out, though.
Real talk. No filter on Savage.
Because it was back in October. Now I'm remembering. Okay. Now, they called it Outer World. When he's in the Outer World and he's basically, bringing in... Can I say it? Yeah, I can say it. I don't want to get in trouble. Okay. So, when he's in the Outer World, he's bringing in Winona and Jenna into there the same way he brought the Maitlands in, right? Barbara and I forgot his fucking name. Alec Baldwin's character. They're bringing in the same scenario. Well, if you pay attention in the waiting room, there's a waiting room scene similar to the first part. I'm right next to a gentleman that has a small head. You remember the character with the small head? Yeah. Look two characters over. I have makeup on. I have long, scringly hair. And I'm kind of thin. Well, I am thin, guys. But, I mean, it fits the part. And I'm just sitting like this. And what I had to do was I had to push. And this was very uncomfortable, Joe. I had to push my fucking, arms real tight to my body. And I had to hold that for, 20 seconds. That was the long one. 20 seconds.
So that you would look even thinner than you are. So what I'm hearing is when the DVD becomes available in November for Christmas 2024 sales, people need to buy a copy of Beetlejuice 2 so
absolutely
they can freeze frame and see you better. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I'm getting my coffee. I'm listening to you.
Good. Yeah, drink some coffee.
As you were talking, I was. I don't like doing that all the time because, it looks embarrassing. They're going to think I have a disease or something where I have to have fucking coffee all the time.
In the other episode, I was kind of doing some karaoke while you're freezing again.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we need to put out the blackout coffee QR again because we've been talking coffee now for 15 minutes. So now's there we go. go to Blackout Coffee for your official Savage Show coffee. It's also the official show of my Christitutionalist Politics show.
Yeah, that's right, guys. Scan that QR code. Use promo code SAVAGE for 15% off, guys, and check out some of their amazing brands. 2A Guns and Gadgets, my brand. I love. The Keurig cups are delicious. The flavor is delicious. Brutal Awakening. That's right, guys. Not brutal, like I'm going to fucking kill you, but brutal. B-R-E-W-U-A-T-L. Right. Brutal Awakening.
Oh, I like that. I like that play. Yeah. And just so people know, no, we weren't gagging all show about coffee to set this up. That Michael's need of coffee is a real thing. It wasn't.
I swear, I think this AI is real. I'm actually, as we're talking about this, I get a freaking scam alert thing. See the scam, guys? Scam coming. It says scam likely. I'm going to decline it. Fuck yous. I don't want to talk to yous. Anyway. No, I don't want to talk to you. They just heard that. Wow. They're like, oh my God, we're talking to somebody. Wow, they didn't.
Rude, Michael, rude.
But anyway, like you were mentioning, yeah, like my arms were like so tight, man. Like, and it hurt for 20 seconds after I'm done with it. I go, they're like, how do you feel? I'm like, that shit hurt for 20 seconds. Fuck, man. But yeah, it was a good production. It really was. I had fun with, with working with Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara, the woman from Home Alone, you know, the mother that played the mother there in Home Alone 1 and 2. She was such full of talent. Jenna Ortega, Joe, she's going places. She is very young still, and she has so much talent under her belt. I mean, literally, it was a blessing working with her. The facial expressions, the reactions, dead on in that movie. Some of the scenes, like I said, guys, I was only in like six scenes, right? So they only needed me as an extra for six scenes. After I was done, you know, per shot, I got to sit like on the outskirts of the production, just watching it, and then you know, hearing that famous line that with Michael Keaton says, "The juice is loose." And I've heard that. I'm like, oh my God. I think I want to yell, Michael, you still got it 36 years later. Holy shit, man.
Yes. Well, you mentioned Catherine O'Hara. I've always really appreciated her. I think as an actress, she's been kind of underrated all these years. I've always appreciated her. And actually, now after once. Juice 2 comes out. And there's another movie. I can't wait for a preview because I'm dying to be able to talk to you about it on air. Like Beetlejuice, that, you know, although there were a couple of those other ones, I've been waiting for another one that's Detroit based. I've been dying for them to do another sequel for years finally coming. But now that two Beetlejuice 2 is out, we could say Savage is loose.
Yeah, Savage is loose. And guys, I want to talk about something else that I had fun on, since we're, you know, kind of going off the rails, and we're known to do that from time to time. I was on a production.
I never stay on topic.
Oh, no, you never do. But now that I have my coffee, Joe can see I'm starting to get real loose.
Yeah,
again, right?
So it's you working, actually. Guys. You're actually yourself again.
Literally, unlike, I need this shit. It keeps me going.
Unlike the other show that you fell asleep in the middle of when I was trying to tease you, I teased Michael, and it's like, no reaction, no response. What, did he fall asleep?
No. It was like, you know, like, I don't know, man. I really need this shit. As you can see, guys, it keeps Savage going. And no, Dunkin' Donuts, I'm not ripping you off. You know, I'm, you know, keep America running. No, this literally keeps Savage running. But no, there was a production. Well, I just got a static cling there for a minute. But There was another production I had fun with that I'm allowed to say now because it's out on Netflix, guys. I want you guys to check out Vacation Friends 2 with John Cena. If you haven't seen that, guys, hilarious. It's available on Netflix. Not Netflix. I said the wrong platform. Hulu. There we go. It's available on Hulu, guys. Check out Vacation Friends 2.
Literally just released from St. Clinton.
I got you the best wedding present.
What? Why does this Coke not taste cokey?
Because it's your mom.
This is with your mom?
It's really kind of beautiful if you think about it.
No! This is not how I picture things going at all.
It's cool, Marcus. It's cool.
We floating, right?
We floating. We floating.
Marcus, so many of us!
Let me down! Get your hands off my wife!
Sit your mom.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing family vacation into total chaos.
Who does that?
We have been through hell.
Why don't we just go back?
I knew it. Chicken.
There's only one thing left to do, sir.
Ooh. I've never seen that much water come off a person before.
Did I throw up a lot?
Your butthole threw up, bud.
That was fun. That was really, really fun. Had a blast with that. Some of the scenes were just crazy.
I like Cena. He's good. I'm glad he's in movies now. He does a really good job. He's a lot of fun. But Hulu? Yeah, that's a good question. Who is Lou? I don't know any Lou.
Ba-dum! Oh, yeah, yeah. But get this. My favorite scene I was on, because I was only on two scenes there as an extra. Come on, Hulu. Give me some better gigs next time.
Savage Unfiltered.
Hey, but fun, right? It's not always just about the money,
that,
right?
That one was, that one was a last minute gig last year. Like I said, guys, these were last year, mostly of them, but I can say it now because it's out of production. You know, all casting will be like, why are you talking about this? We told you not to talk about this. You know, it's still, you can't do that. That's the golden rule in Hollywood. You can't talk about production when it's still in post-production.
Hey, anything could happen and it shut down and you've talked about it and people are, well, where is it? Where is it? You talked about it, but production somehow falls. Hey, an actor could drop dead in the middle of a shoot.
Yeah. Heaven
forbid. Yeah. You are what? Yeah. A couple like
the dude Walker from Street Fighter that played Bison, right? He dropped dead right after that movie. That's why they had to wrap it up real quick, you know, because he was getting sick as he was filming it. That was literally his last movie. I forgot his name, but he also was in Adam's Family as Mr. Adams. That gentleman, I can't get his name.
Oh, right. Raul. I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his last name either. But yeah, shit can happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, so if you're talking about something before it's actually in the can, ready to go to theaters, that could be a problem. And that's what we're talking about here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why you, there is a gag on the cast and crew for these things until they know, hey, it's all done, ready to go. It will hit.
Oh, absolutely.
Months from now. Yeah,
absolutely. Guys, I before I continue here, I do want to say thank you to some new sponsors here on the show at Bucked Up, guys. Energy. Their mission is to provide their customers with the highest quality of supplements and nutrients. It's not powdered down. They have no artificial flavoring in there. It's all natural, guys. Check them out today. Scan the QR code and tell them Savage Unfiltered Show sent you. You're really going to be impressed with some of the results. I'm thinking about just picking up their energy drinks to stay afloat here on the show. Because Josie, I've got about ready to fucking hit my head sometimes on this fucking production. But check them out today, guys, at Bucked Up. You'll get amazing results. Back to the show, guys. I also want to say, if you're checking out this here, I've kind of sported it two episodes here this week with a new shirt mock-up, guys. Joe's always telling me you should put new new merchandise on the show. Well, I finally took your advice, Joe, and I'm releasing it right here. Honor, respect, United States, with the little Punisher emblem on there. I was going to show you the back, but I hit my boom arm. Hang on, guys. I also have on the back here, it's the same image. So if you like it, guys, it will be available on the SavagedArmy.com website. It's a mock-up, so I'm kind of testing it out to see if anybody likes it. So check it out, guys. This is what the back looks like. So the back is kind of... You can see it a little bit with the
Savage on the suit.
Yeah, just what we need. Savage staff.
No, I wasn't showing you my ass, but the back.
Shake your money maker, Mike. Shake your money maker.
Jiggle. You don't wiggle. You know that song? But yeah, guys, back to the show. I wanted to show you that. Mock-up. I ordered it from the vendor that does all my merchandise through Teespring. So thank you very much, Teespring, for allowing me to host and domain on that. All the merchandise is available through Teespring, and some of the designs on there, guys, are wonderful. We got some new stuff coming out on there. Also, too, guys, if you've seen it, check out some of the newest stuff. Uninstalling Joe. That's right, guys. No, not Joe here on the show. We don't want to uninstall him. We want to uninstall Joe Biden in November. Right, guys? Check it out, guys. Hit this QR code. And if you want your country restored back this November, make the better choice.
Yeah, also, put that fucked up promo back up. Oh, I mean bucked up. Yeah, oh. I wouldn't want a parada called fucked up. Bucked up, that might work.
Yeah. Also, too, guys, some of the new merchandise here on the website, Maganomics, right, guys? No, we don't support Bidenomics. We support Maganomics. That's right, guys. Restore your country back to 1776. Get some of that original formula back where it's America first and America first only. Get your Maganomics shirt today, guys. Back to the show. So to kind of close it out, Joe, my favorite part of that production of Vacation Friends 2 was when they're walking through the airport and you see John Cena and his girlfriend Kyla in there looking at their friends, right? Saying, attention, airport consumers. Please stand by for this important message from the TSA. We have two sex offenders walking through the airport. Please come to the receptionist desk right away to be screened, prosecuted, and arrested. And then they're looking and they can see them like right to the right. And they're right there with like a little like mobile speaker. And what's his face is like, are you fucking kidding me? Why would you fucking do something like that? And they're and as they're walking by, I'm walking by with long hair down to like about here with black sunglasses and I'm chugging a suitcase. I'm right there, guys. Well, you don't see my face, but I guess they wanted to put black sunglasses on me like a hippie or something. I don't know. And I'm just trotting along and it was fun.
No, like your sage. I wear my sunglasses at night.
Yeah.
Callback.
Yeah, check that episode out, guys, because that just got released earlier this week. You had really a lot of fun on that episode. Sage and I got into some good stuff. I think now he's kind of kissing my ass, I guess, because he felt bad about putting that little attack little clip on me. He's like the divided nation in the world, huh, Savaged? Well, apparently you don't know conflicts in Israel or Gaza or Ukraine or Russia. No, I said one of the most divided nations. You got to listen to what I said, Savage. Yeah, but no, we had fun. Yeah.
He pulled a leftardism. He took you out of context.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He realized what he did. You know, it's okay. But I like Sage. Sage is a good guy. He's similar to me. You know, he likes throwing around with graphics and video production. He's got a cool looking little set there, you know, with the whole, yeah, what the hell? It looks like he's on like the 50th floor somewhere in like downtown.
It looks like he's monitoring the Matrix.
Yeah.
with all those councils.
Yeah. OBS. I like you, Sage, but I don't like you that much. Get rid of that OBS shit. I mentioned earlier the other day on the program when we had him on that you know, he reminds me of my cousin Dex there on Twitch. You know, OBS, because my cousin does the same thing with his gaming shit. You know, loves that OBS. But yeah. Guys, yeah, I mean, I had
Got a new gaming headset now because the other this one's called Razer for you gamers who recognize Razer headsets. Yeah. That's what I've got now because the other one I'm not going to give their name, frankly, because I've forgotten it. I went through three different headsets. They kept breaking. So I upgraded to Razer.
Well, that's good. You know, yeah, Joe got rid of the whole Walmart or Dollar Tree headsets that were.
No, it was supposedly. Hey, it wasn't cheap.
Oh, wait, that's new.
Pretty. Yeah, this one's new.
It looks like the old one that you had on the last time.
Yeah, it looks like one of the original ones of the other brand I had. But no, it's if I turn my head, can you can't see the logo.
You remind me of that guest we had on with. Yeah, I could see it now. You know, Razer. Yeah, I know Razer. Oh, wow. That's fucking Joe, man.
There we go. Free ad. Send me a check. Send me a check.
Yeah. Joe is up in the money there on his equipment. That's good. You know, you plug it more enough that they're bound to sponsor your show there, you know, with Chris Titucci's podcast politics. Yeah. But it reminds me of that guest we had on Hot Rod Bob, right? With his little circle little microphone thing that's coming out of the headset.
Yeah, this microphone is a little better than the other one. It's got the filters. Yeah, the other one, I had to buy the little filters and kind of force it on. But this has got the block filter on.
Oh, the spit. Like that? See, you can't hear it on mine either.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit, but
the sound, right? Yeah. Now that we're purposely trying to do it, but yeah, block some of that and the background sound a little more out. So, yeah, thank you, Razer.
You know who?
Although I paid for it. Thank you very much. They didn't give it to me. You want to give me another set? I'll happily take it though.
Oh God. You know what I back to the show here, guys. You know what I didn't mean to cut Joe off, but yeah, Razer, I love you guys, Razer. Yeah. I used to use a lot of their equipment. I still do from time to time, but you know, Shakey's studio out there in Tampa, when I'm over there doing some projects with them, we use Razer products, which I mean, most of it's for like voiceovers and stuff like that, but tremendous products. But back to the show. I did enjoy working with Steve Buscemi. I knew it. Buscemi? You know who I'm talking about. I can't get his name
Steve
right.
Steve Buscemi? Buscemi.
Buscemi. Yeah. The guy that was in all the Adam Sandler movies, right? With the crazy eyes?
Yeah.
He was also in Boardwalk Empire. He played an Irish hitman.
Nest of the HMS Thompson.
Spell anything worth harpooning?
You a sailor, Nucky?
Must be.
Growing up near the ocean?
My father was. Merchant Marine, before I was born.
What did he make of himself?
Not a lot, to tell you the truth.
Maybe it's what you needed.
How's that?
Fire in your belly.
I don't think about it much.
Savage.
He's got a TV ad. I don't know who he's advertising for, but and I think he might be one of the pigeons in the new DirecTV ads. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong, but I think that's him.
He's the gentleman, like I said, that played the Irish hitman on the HBO series Boardwalk Empire, which is based out of Atlantic City. Guys, going back to what the hell would that be? The 1940s, 1950s, when the Irish mob ran Atlantic City, New Jersey. He's also countless parts of Adam Sandler movies. So I really enjoyed working with him because he played Kyla's father in Vacation Friends too. And there was a little altercation with him first meeting John Cena. And she's like, Dad, I want you to meet Ron. He's the love of my life. He's like, well, I thought I was the love of your life. Well, you could be the love of my life too, but he's also the love of my life. And I'm like, that's kind of creepy, but okay. And he goes into this whole crypto thing, you know, and I'm watching it on the outskirts as they're filming it because I'm not in that scene, guys. I'm still allowed to watch it on the outskirts with the cameras and everything, but I'm watching it and I'm looking at the choreograph between both of them. I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking funny. And he's like, Kyla, I want to do something nice for you. I'm going to send you a really good gift. And she's like, what, Dad? It's called crypto. And then John Cena's like, oh yeah, I know what that is. He's like, no, you don't know what that is. It's brand new. He's like, no, I really know what that is. It's been around for like the last couple of years. No, it hasn't. It just came out just now. John Cena's like, pretty sure it came out like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You got to, you know, right. You want to keep up with what's happening in modern times and mock somebody about being
well you have to understand something. Yeah, you have to understand something, Joe. He was also, if you guys watched the movie there on Hulu, he also had just been released from prison. He was in prison for 8 years for tax evasion. And he's just finding out. I mean, you're in prison. Right. Sometimes the information doesn't get delivered right away. So he's just learning about crypto. You know.
So the scene makes sense on multiple levels to set up the character. So it was a bit of a Bitcoin bit. Yeah.
But it's a great movie, guys. Check out Vacation Friends 2. I had a lot of fun on that production. A lot of fun.
Yeah, you can watch from the sides as long as you're proven you won't bust out laughing and ruin a set.
As long as I don't start doing this, guys, on the outskirts of the movie, right, with my phone like this and video. If they start seeing that with my phone, they'll be like,
out, out, out.
Get the hell out of here.
Or breaking up a scene because you bust out laughing and ruining a take. Right.
Oh, that would have to do it all over again.
That'll get you tossed too, yeah.
Yeah, they have to do it all over again. But guys, we're going to close it up here. I do want to thank my good friend Joe for joining us here. We had some good episodes this week with Albert Hawshaw, running for New Jersey's Republican.
Yep, remember, vote for Albert Hawshaw because the others are full of horse shit.
Yeah. Then we brought on the podcaster, Sage Outcast there, which joined that conversation. Again, Sage, I like you, but I don't like you too much because you use that OBS shit. Just throwing it out there again.
Coming next week will be Rosemary in Time.
Yeah. He'll have the whole fucking
repeat a joke. Call back again.
It'll be the whole condiment little tray will be right there near the refrigerator.
Spice rack.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, I'm Savage. This is Joseph M. Leonard. Check him out on his show, Christitutionalist Politics Podcast. He's available on Buzzsprout as well as Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, Pandora.
My top three platforms that I get streamed on right now are Buzzsprout, which is where My show is Servered, and next is iHeart, and after that is Player FM. I was really surprised. Player FM in my top three there. Spotify didn't show up in my top five yet. So,
oh, wow.
Check me out on Spotify to get my ranking up there, please.
Oh, yeah. 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 And guys, also, too, I did promise plausible.com. I would pitch this in because I'm becoming a regular there now, attending some of their live shows. If you want to scan this QR code, guys, you'll see me on plausible.com. Plausible, if you guys are not familiar with it, it's a brand new platform for both podcasters and comedians. It's basically a live show that brings in live audience. I've been having fun on that platform now going on, 3 weeks now? Yeah, about 3 weeks. So check me out. Check my friend out there, Bobcat Lament, and his co-host Miles Tidal there from Static Radio. They're available on Mondays, which I usually go in on Mondays because I attend their shows. And then sometimes I go in on Thursdays and I attend other shows. But it's a really, really fun platform. It's unfiltered. You don't have to worry about, you know, not cursing and this and that. It's just like any other platform. Really cool stuff. Yeah.
Bobcat Bob, or as I call him lovingly, Meow Man. Yeah. On Static Kling Radio. Meow. Oh, I mean Static Radio, not Static Kling. Another little loving jab I usually make. But again, it's like with Albert Harshaw. It's all about name recognition. So any way you get the name repeated is good PR.
Yeah. Oh, really, really good PR. We had fun. We were talking about Doctor last week. Miles, I'm not going to give you the whole teaser because Miles and Bob will probably yell at me. Savage, stop giving spoilers on your show. God damn it. But no. We were talking about Doctor, guys, where Bob had to go in and get his annual glasses and the checkup. And a typical 25-minute eye appointment took almost like 45 minutes, he told me. He's like, all right, we're going to go pick out your eyeglasses now. You see anything you like? Herbert over there will take care of you. And Bob was like, no, just give me the script. You don't want glasses? No, just give me the script. I'm going to go online and buy them. They're cheaper. We have nice ones here on the rack. No. The ones over there in China, they have nice ones too. He's sporting the China shit. But anyway, guys, I'm Savage. This is Joe. We got to get out of here. Thanks very much for tuning in. Take it easy.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.